Falmouth is a town at the centre of maritime history. It's at the entrance of the world's third largest natural harbour. It's got a large docks where ships are repaired from all over the world. It's also got its history rooted in maritime history, with clippers loaded with tea and posts from across the British Empire. Now it's marking its place at the centre of marine innovation, and with the National Maritime Museum Cornwall based there, it's hosting a conference which has brought people from across Europe with an interest in developing the leisure marine industry. Now, one of the people who's been instrumental in putting this together is Alex Lake from the Cornwall Development Company. Just tell me, what are the main objectives of bringing people together like this?
Well, Matthew, our main objective is that we wanted to bring together not only people from Cornwall and Devon, but also from further afield. This is part of an international project called Nautisme Espace Atlantique, and that really means any kind of non-motorised water sport. We are looking at innovators from across the Atlantic region to come together, network, to listen to each other's presentations, to find out what everybody's doing in the Atlantic area on innovation. And innovation simply means creating something new and different. It could be a service, it could be a product, or it could be a process that you're using to develop something.
The two-day Dynamics of Business Innovation Conference at the National Maritime Museum was organised by Cornwall Development Company and the Cornwall Marine Network on behalf of Cornwall Council. Now, it's really important because the industry in Cornwall generates tens of millions of pounds for the local economy. The conference attracted speakers such as triple round-the-world yachtsman Conrad Humphreys, leading designer of record-breaking yachts Nigel Irons, and eco-design and sustainability pioneer Chris Hines, MBE. The specialists in their chosen fields addressed 100 delegates from marine businesses across the duchy, plus from partner organisations in France, Spain and Portugal. In addition, there were interactive workshops delivered by the Chartered Institute of Marketing and Oxford Innovation. Now, finding money for any project is tough, especially in modern times. So at this conference, there has been a particular drive to provide people with help and information about where and how to go about finding such money. Sarah Livingston is from Oxford Innovation, and she's been giving people a few ideas and a few pointers about that sort of process. Sarah, just tell me about the particular problems in getting finance for ideas and innovations in the marine industry, the leisure marine industry.
I think a lot of the problems are common to many, both startup companies and companies with new ideas, in that it's making sure that when they put those forward, there is put across as effectively as possible to the potential providers of finance. There are still a number of government-supported grants available, although those are becoming fewer and further between. So as a result, the companies are mainly reliant on banks and equity providers, depending on the size of the amount they require and the sort of company they are. And what we're here to do is to give people a picture of what bankers and investors are looking for in an application for finance. And my colleague Leo Dunn, who was a venture capitalist myself, a former banker, we have a kind of a feel for what the finance providers are looking for, and that's what we're trying to convey to the companies today. Key problems are that if it's something where the banker or investor doesn't truly understand how the company ticks, they're much more cautious about lending money or investing in a company. And so that's why it's so important for the companies themselves to put their best foot forward when they're applying for finance.
François Bellot, I'm the technical coordinator of the NEA2 project. It's a project that gathers 23 partners from Ireland, UK, France, Spain and Portugal. And we work during 3 years for the sustainable development of the marine leisure sector in the Atlantic area. So that's why we are here, because this conference is one of the main actions of our project. And we thank very much Cornwall Council, Cornwall Development Company, Cornwall Marine Network, Coast, and all the people who have made it possible, because the organization is beautiful.
Okay, what sort of things are you taking back to Brittany? What have you learnt that you can take back home and put into action?
This conference confirms that the marine leisure sector has a very big potential in the Atlantic area, but we have several challenges faced to us. We have an economical challenge because we must be the best in the economical competition for the development of the economy, the employment through the marine leisure activities, the industries, marinas, and so on. We have also an environmental challenge with the protection of the environment, the problem of the lack of energy. So we have to be very innovative in this field. And at last, we have a social challenge. I mean, what can we do in order that more and more people can practice water sports, and not only a few people? What can we do in order that people with difficult social difficulties or physical problems can practice water sport and can feel that the sea is for them also? And it's also a big challenge, and we will have to be very innovative.
If you want to find out a bit more about what's being said at this conference, then go to kernopods.com and go to the Matthew Clark blog, where you'll find more interviews from people who've been making their mark at this conference.